This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. New research says that some men who thought they were safe from prostate cancer may have to think again. Most American men over 50 take a blood test called a PSA. On a scale of 0 to 10 on that test, doctors had thought that 4 or below was safe. No need for more tests. Now, researchers report in the New England Journal of Medicine that even men with PSAs below 4 may have substantial risk. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The new information comes from a study of about 3,000 men with so-called normal PSA readings, 0 to 4. Researchers took samples of their prostate tissue to see how many cases of cancer the test was missing. The results were disturbing.
In this group of men who had never had an abnormal PSA and never had an abnormal rectal examination, the risk of prostate cancer was about 15%. And of that 15%, 15% of those had what we think is an aggressive cancer.
Dr. Ian Thompson of the University of Texas in San Antonio was a study author. He says the most worrisome finding is that the aggressive or high-grade cancers were found at all levels of PSA.
The risk of high-grade cancer went up slightly as the PSA increased, but you couldn't pick a level of PSA below which there was no risk of high-risk prostate cancer.
Now, the implications of this are profound. When a man has an elevated PSA test, that can reflect mere aging, or it can mean the prostate is enlarged but not cancerous. But about 25% of men with PSAs over 4 will have prostate cancer. The only way to tell for sure is to perform a biopsy, basically stick a needle into the prostate and take 10 or so small pieces of tissue for analysis. Deciding when to do that was hard enough when PSAs over 4 triggered a possible biopsy. But now doctors aren't sure what an elevated PSA is.
We've never really paid much attention to the population below 4, which is about 92% of the population.
The new study shows some men with previously normal PSAs will have just as high a cancer risk as those with formerly elevated levels. If PSA levels don't signal who should get a biopsy, doctors and patients are left at sea. Most agree it's not a good idea to do annual biopsies on all men of a certain age, even if it were practical. For one thing, the procedure's painful. So doctors need to sort out who should be biopsied. One way is to look at whether PSA levels go up over time and how fast. Thompson says that can help, but in some men, PSA levels bounce around.
You may have a PSA, say, 3 years ago of 1.5, and then the man comes back the next year and it's 2.2. But that man could come back a year later and it could be back down to 1.5 again. So at what point you say, I need to do a biopsy, is a really challenging decision.
Study author Howard Parnes of the National Cancer Institute worries about the reaction to the findings among both doctors and patients.
Put out there in the wrong way, this is, I think, going to really scare a lot of people and generate a lot of biopsies and lead potentially to a lot of harm, and that's my concern.
The harm includes many unnecessary biopsies. But not only that, many men with positive biopsies will undergo surgery and radiation therapy, which can have serious side effects. And here's the crux of the problem. Doctors think many prostate cancers would never have posed a danger.
Lowering the PSA will result in more overdiagnosis, diagnosing disease that otherwise never would have come to light.
Some prostate cancers grow so slowly they're not life-threatening. Nevertheless, Thompson and other urologists say they'll be doing more biopsies in some men with lower PSAs.
Yes, it's going to affect my practice. Men with lower levels of PSA who are at high risk or who are very concerned about their risk of prostate cancer, when you show them the individual risk for their PSA range, I think some of those men may decide to go forward and have a prostate biopsy.
The only way out of this dilemma is a test that's better than PSA at revealing which cancers need to be treated. Researchers are trying to develop a test to distinguish aggressive cancers from slow-growing ones. But real-world application of such a test is at least a decade away. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A fact sheet on prostate cancer is at our website, npr.org.